Well, hello there again, you wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook and Twitter, and welcome along. I'm hoping to do part two of See Me Along because, as usual, we ran out of time on the last one. Do you know what? There's actually regulars to these audios. We realise that we tend to, all of a sudden going like, and then nothing. Nothing happens, just go dead. I'm thinking, did he drop dead? Has something happened to him? Who knew? Anyway, as we were, to recap, folks, we're here in the kitchen on a Monday Eve, only, and, basically, I'm just talking to you lot on Facebook, Twitter, and Audioboo, obviously, so happy tweeting and happy Facebooking. Bloody hell. What the hell? Nope, still there. Okay, well, something, a glass of wine. Yeah, it's small, so let's just refill that glass a little bit more. There we go. Yeah, that's enough. Don't be reckless just yet. That comes later. Or maybe not. Anyway, so we're steaming along because we've got our steam, our Tefal, what's it called again? Our Tefal from France, or from France, our Tefal Cuisine Vitastima. Oh la la! I just said that only once. And we're washing it down with, not obviously washing the steam down, but we're going to wash down the chicken breast fillet which we've got in there, okay? And we've got a slit, I made a slit lengthways across the breast, right? Why am I doing the hand movements? You can't see me, for God's sake, honestly. Do this every time, come on! And that's in basket number one, it's in the low basket, that's been cooking for about 20 minutes now. And we're down to what? It's just gone 10 minutes, 8 minutes now, space left to cook. And we're now sloshed in, quite literally, on the top basket. Basket number two. Hope you keep up with this. Basket number two, we've got some spinach. Because we're going to have some chicken and spinach. Why not? And as I said, with the chicken, as I said, I've slit open, do the length, split lengthways. Stop the hand moment. And basically, this is, I filled it with Philadelphia cheese. I've gone for the garlic and herbs one, but you get in any high street supermarket. And apologies if high street sounds too good, it's for our international listeners, but there you go. Right, so what we've got to do now is wait for it to cook. And so we're having a bottle, a glass of Chilean Red Merlot 2012. Very pleasant this too, it's yeah, the palate is warming to it already, which is very good indeed. So we're going to wash the food down, obviously, with a glass or possibly two of Chilean Merlot. For all you wine connoisseurs out there, well listen, if Keith Floyd could drink wine and cook at the same time, not always get pissed, then, you know, so can I. If it's good enough for him, it's good enough for me, alright? That's my story, that's my excuse, and I'm sticking to it. So, nah. Right. What we might do is, well, fair enough. You know what's great? I've read white for a long time. I kind of went off them because they can be a bit on the heavy side, you know? And I noticed the first time I drank that, they were just, whoom, straight in the back of the throat. But we've recovered, as you can see, and you spilt a drop, you numbed to honest. Can't take it anywhere. I remember the prof used to say after my cataract operation in the early 90s, I always had trouble spilling things, and I usually spill things when I'm sober, actually. Although, it's very nice, isn't it? If you're interested, folks, you have to ask O2, well, network operators are available. They sent me a bottle of red and white wine, because they learned that last May bank holiday we had, not the one at the beginning, but the one at the end of the month, I not only had my wallet stolen, I also had my phone stolen. And so they chipped in, and I got this package. It came out of blue. You know, delivery driver looks on the, you know, buzzed on the intercom and says, oh, got a package for you. Don't think. And it was a bottle of red and a bottle of white from O2. A very nice little message. I'm not sure if I saw the message. I think I have somewhere. Talk about yourselves. No, I'm good. Sorry about that. It's been moved. But there's a nice little message saying sorry to hear of your unfortunate incident. Here's two bottles of wine, basically. Courtesy of O2. There you go, see? Well, the service with a network operator does have its benefits. Although, if you try and do that and say, well, I've been with you for a long, long time, I could have a bottle of wine, please. I don't think you might get short shrift. Don't know. But anyway. And now I'm not saying go on the line and say, oh, I'm having fun, it's not fair. Because that's immoral and wrong. Okay? And we don't do things like that. So, here we go. Ooh, that is very nice. It's very nice indeed. Yeah. Okay. How are we doing? How are we diddling? We're diddling fine, actually. I'm gonna stand down my knees. Oh, I'm gonna enter the game. Oh, no. What's worse, going down and getting back up again. Anyway, how the devil are you lot? Need a drink after that. Anyone, officer? Anyone? Ooh, that is... That's eating the spot, right? Very nice. Right, okay, we've got... Still, we've got water in there. The water in Mallorca is still in works. Well, the water in the steam is still going down quite nicely. Oh, this top it up or not? Don't know. It's old. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a book of words in a second. Get the book of words out again. Let's have a look. RTFM, as they say in the Navy. Okay. Right. No, God. Why do you always open it in the Netherlands? Dear God. Okay. I don't know about cleaning. Yeah, no, just store the few. Yeah, ignore this bit. Okay, right. Right, during cooking, also Liverpool looking at the stereo water level indicator. If necessary, add water through the water fill drawer. What's the water fill indicator? No clue. Spinach thing. Yeah, we've got spinach and chicken, just because I haven't already told you. I can't remember if I told you already or not. On the go in the Tefal steam cuisine Vita Savia. See, my French is terrible. I haven't done French for long since the early 90s, really. It's just as well, actually. Anyway, right, let's beat you over though. That's a bigger word. Put that back there. And let's see now. What's going on here? What's going on here? You're in. If I did last year, that would could not have been good. Right, okay. Mm-hmm. What are you sniffing? You got no sense of smell, you muppet. Trey Bond. Or whatever that is in Chilean. Because it's Chilean, really. I'm going to wash the plate. Just whacking the plate. So don't come into your soaps, as you do. right, okay, thank you then, there. Right. Now, let's put that mini cake down in the bin. That's something for you tomorrow. On the to-do list again. Righty-ho. Right. So, here we are, on a Monday night. I'm running out of things of bloody sound. Oh, God, boy, I'm here. So in the crowds. Anyway, we're going to see how this goes, basically, because I've got a lapse. I had to tell you, I've lapsed a bit on using the old Steven. ADL, please. It's easy just to nip down to a well-known supermarket, four letters, it's not German. And, God, that was good. Okay, it's all right, forced down. Probably a level dislocation. Christ with them. As I say, four letters, not German, supermarket, that is, you know, think of, yeah, it's one of the ones that likes to outbid everyone else, but you know the one, I'm going to tell you. Asda. It's the one, it's Asda, okay. And, we've done that. And, I normally go in there, you know, because it's next door to where I live here. And, you just think, oh, I'll just grab a ready meal, or I'll just grab this, pasta, something like that, yeah. Oh, that pasta one. So I thought, do you know what? I've had these chicken breast fillets in the freezer, about three packs of three, okay, so about nine total, yeah. And, I just thought, well, listen, this is sitting in the freezer, chewing their thumbs. If chicken breast fillets had thumbs up, that would obviously. So I thought, you know what, let's cut them out. So we got them out this morning and thawed them. Okay, so we've got two more in the fridge. I thought, you know what, we'll use steamer. Originally it was going to be all arty-farty and make breadcrumbs and try and do a kind of chicken en croûte type thing, you know. But I thought, no, just steam it, sort of it, you know. But with chicken on front, I don't know what it is. And nobody out there can help me. As we come to the end of this recording again, well, listen, we've got 2 minutes. It's okay. I don't know about you, but no matter how I cook chicken, I can never make the inside of the chicken actually moist. It's dry as anything. You know, I try putting cheese in there, I try putting mayonnaise in there. I try to put a bit of oil in there, you know. Now I try and puncture the breast so that dinner may be good. And so let's enjoy our supper now. Okay, right. Okay, right. But basically, what I was saying before we got interrupted by the beep is. Just sit that in the sink. Is that no matter how I cook it, right? I can't get the moisture or the inside of the chicken, the middle of the chicken, to be moist. So, any tips out there, lads and lasses, of all you Facebook and Twitter land, any tips would be gratefully received, please. Right, let's move the spinach. Okay, where are my tongs? Where me tongs? Me tongs are there. Okay. Right. How much longer ago? I got a minute off. Right, so let's bring you down there. Okay. And plate you up. Like so. And stick that in the sink. Let's get this one. Okay, it's got the chicken. With the. Okay, that goes there. So that goes in there. Right, I am going to talk for another 50 seconds to the end of this recording because it's rude to abandon you midship. But I did do that on the last one, so I have to do part two. Anyway, yeah, so hopefully I wonder if be interested to see how the, with the sea and the water, steaming elements have done to the interior of the chicken. Anyway, listen, thanks a million for listening. So let's go down to the last 30 seconds. Not that I'm trying to get rid of you, honest. Let me have a sip of wine. Very nice. Very nice indeed. So, yeah. Thanks ever so much for listening, because we're all down to our last 10 seconds. And hopefully catch you all in the not-too-distant future. Here on Audioboo, Facebook, and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves.